I want to talk about something called resistance. Welcome to the Dean Graziosi Show. All success starts right here. I'm reading an incredible book right now called The War of Art. Not The Art of War, The War of Art. And I would suggest it to anyone. And, you know, if you've been watching me for years, you know I talk a lot about this villain that's created inside of us. Well, Sam, I forget Sam's last name right this moment. It escapes me. But the author of The War of Art talks about it as resistance. So I want to share this with you today, that resistance is that thing that happens that makes us procrastinate. It makes us, in today's world, surf the internet instead of working on our passion. It's what makes us say, I really love to do that, but it's a hobby, when it really could be what you do full time and enjoy yourself more. Resistance is that if you ever try to write a book and you sit down and you check your email and your bank accounts and text a few people first because you're not sure if you could make that happen. It's talking about following your dream and quitting that job and trying something new, but you don't. It's that same thing that I call the villain that society has built up inside of us. So society may have done it. Rules and limiting stories that were told to us as kids may have done it, but it lives inside of us. And we're the only ones that can defy it. So this morning I was literally working out, and I had the earphones in, and I'm listening to Resistance, and I got goosebumps a couple times, because resistance, if you look at it as a foe, as someone that you have to overcome, somebody that you want to beat, someone you're not going to let win, kind of changes the game a little bit. It's almost like we get to be two different people. When you're passionate about something, let me give you an example. Right now, a couple months ago, I went with Tony Robbins, who's a good friend, and I spoke in China and Japan with him, and I was nervous. I was scared to death. It's a different country. It's a different world. It's a different language. I'm going to be on stage in front of 18,000 people. Tony doesn't put many people on his stage. I love the guy. I want to deliver to him. I was a nervous wreck. And when I look back at it now, it's because there was resistance, and that resistance is good. When you're nervous, that's good. When you do the same thing over and over, what do you get? You get bored. It's why you don't like your job. It's why things get mundane. It's because you're not fighting that resistance. Now, I'm sharing this with you today, and I'm getting on a plane right now. I mean, when I'm done here, getting on a plane and going to Australia to speak on stage again with Tony. Now, I'm a little nervous because it's different and I got to adapt, but that resistance is, I could go, it's different, but no, it's actually exciting. And here's the thing that I think we all, you know, and if you're watching me for years, you know, I talk about this stuff in different ways, but when we overcome resistance, and we try something, when we realize that whether it fails or succeeds, we succeed. Because sometimes, do you know anybody, maybe yourself, that talks about, I'm going to write this book, and when I do, it's going to do this and this and this, and if I, but you talk about it so much that you talk all the way through the success, but you also talk your way in, oh, what if it fails? What if I look like a loser? What if I write my first book and no one buys it? What if it doesn't get published? Or what if I start that new company and I'm not smart enough? I'm not good enough. So resistance starts telling you all these stories, and it's easier to just talk about what you're going to do. The resistance is there because of life telling you, just conform, do what everybody else does. Don't step out of the box too much. The resistance is there thinking it's going to protect you, when really it's holding you back from being the best you possible. Mike, who's been filming me for years, I said, what did you think about this? He's like, well, I got that all the time, but how do I overcome the resistance? So here's what I'd like you to do this week. Not only look for the resistance, look for that villain telling you can't, or stopping you, or teaching you to procrastinate, or maybe you have an addiction, and I'm not going to go down like I know how to cure addictions. But sometimes these things happen because we want to go this way and we feel the resistance and we don't want to do it, or feel that villain telling us we can't, or society's words, or this limiting story. We just go, oh, let me go here for a quick high, whatever that is, whether it's sex, drinking, drugs, work addiction, gambling. I don't know what it is, but sometimes that flow. So how do we get it and power through that resistance who stands in our way? And what I'd like for you to think about this week is, be the observer of your thoughts. I've been saying that for years. And when you decide you really want to write that book, start that new company, start the exercise routine, learn a new language, be a better parent, and something's holding you back, identify it. Don't just get the habit of going, well, I don't feel like, I'm going to go here.
because that's what our we get used to, and our brain has this flow, and it's like, we're going to try, no, we'll go over here. I'd like you to stop in your tracks. Be the observer of your thoughts and say, okay, if resistance had a voice, what would it be saying? And write it down. And then I'd like for you to say, I know this is simple. We've been talking about things like this for years. Is it true? And if you're not sure, Google it. Get some leverage. That's Tony Robbins' word. Get some leverage. Sometimes we say, you know, let's just use an example of writing a book. I know how much resistance I had when I wrote this. This was my first book, totally fulfilled. Guys, I was in special reading till 10th grade. I didn't go to college because Mrs. Thompson in 7th grade, because I couldn't spell and I couldn't sound out words. She would tell me once a month, sound it out. Are you stupid? I mean, those words ring in my ear. So I just always thought I was stupid and didn't even consider going to college. I'm in special reading. I'm stupid. I was judged by an outdated scorecard. I was great in a lot of other things, but I just felt stupid because I couldn't read. But when I was going to write this, do you know how much resistance I had? I put this off and put it off. And then I started reading other people's books. I'm like, oh my God, I can't read their books. They're so much smarter than me. Then I did the first version of this book. I gave it to an editor and she literally said, I can't edit this. This is a 200-page conversation. You need to rewrite the whole book. I'm like, oh, there it is. I was right. I am too dumb. But it was all resistance with these lies. But no, if you read this book, I had a message to deliver. Yes, it is a 280-page conversation, but it's a pretty damn good one. But resistance almost stopped me. So what is stopping you? What resistance is stopping you from the life you're supposed to be? What if I didn't write this book? I might be doing something great, but I wouldn't have gotten my first New York Times bestseller and propelled me into doing these weekly wisdoms and real estate books and real estate education around the world, right? So this week, identify, give a voice to that resistance, write it down and ask if it's true. And if it isn't true, then how can you listen to a lie? And if you think it might be true, Google it. You know, is it true that someone who barely graduates high school, who is in special reading, who has no formal education, who never took a damn class on how to write a book, who was broke when he wrote the book, it was just a transition period in my life, who never got a book published, is it true that that guy could write a book and get it published and it produced all over the world and be a New York Times bestseller? Yeah, it happened. Here it is. I didn't have any favors. I didn't have any friends in the book business. I didn't have somebody else. I wrote every word in this book. Now, I'm not talking about me like, hey, Dean's great. I'm just talking. I want you to see that there's more for you and don't let this damn resistance hold you back. So I said that word about 500 times in this short period, but I really wanted to make an impact and I hope it had an impact on you. If you liked this podcast, make sure you rate it and also make sure to click subscribe so you never miss out. Remember, all success starts here.